These are Lacey's caves. They look right at home in the natural landscape of red sandstone above the River Eden in Cumbria. But there's nothing natural about these five caves. They are named after the eccentric Lieutenant Colonel Samuel Lacey of nearby Salkeld Hall, who commissioned their carving on his estate in 1792. What Lacey's caves were actually for is debatable. Evidently fond of partying, Lacey used them for entertaining guests and also as a wine store. This is where the term man cave come from. Sometimes I like to hang out in my cave. This area was originally planted with ornamental gardens. But ultimately, the caves were more about aesthetics than practicality. It was fashionable at the time to have romantic ruins, grottos, and other structures on your land because this was the beginning of the Romantic, with a capital R, era in Britain. An artistic and literary movement which went on to have a huge influence over the Channel in France and across all Europe and beyond.